We're back on the Farm Show here on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9. I'm with Grant Morse with the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation of Minnesota. How are you doing today, Grant?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well. So I understand you had the chance to go and you're on the board with the Fusion program. Can you tell us a little bit about what Fusion is and about this conference that you had in Pittsburgh this weekend?
Yeah, so we're out here at the Fusion Conference in Pittsburgh. And what it really boils down to is young farmers and ranchers and the promotion and education committee members from all across the country coming together to do a bunch of networking and a bunch of learning about different ways that we can help to promote agriculture and about ways that we can better ourselves, become better leaders, in our communities.
All right, and so how important is it to have this Young Farmers and Ranchers program for the younger generation coming up, if you will, into farming?
You know, having the Young Farmer and Rancher program is huge. Right now with everybody knows how agriculture is, and so it's really a good thing for young farmers to get an idea of this is how we can transition. And there's other people going through the same kind of things. And so this conference is really giving us a few more tools to add to our toolbox that are helping in transition and just to help what we can have for our operations for the future to come.
Now, I understand that part of this Fusion Conference included the Young Farmers and Ranchers a collegiate discussion meet, and one of our own Redwood County students, Jacob, was involved. Can you tell us a little bit about what the discussion meet's about and how they did?
So the Young Farmer Rancher discussion meet, it's supposed to simulate a board meeting. So you're going to have a topic, whether it would be WOTUS for the water quality, or taxes, with the property tax issue that we're dealing with in Minnesota. So you're essentially simulating a board meeting, and the goal is to discuss it and to talk about ways that we can improve and whatnot, but then really to come up with a solution at the end. And Jacob, he was one of 53 competitors. We had two competitors from Minnesota this year, but he was one of 53. And he actually made it into the top 16, which is awesome. But unfortunately, he didn't make it into the final four. But nonetheless, making it into the top 16 in the country, where it's very, very, it's very, very competitive. So he did a very, very good job.
All right. So aside from the discussion meet, what other things came out of that conference that we can tell some of our listeners about?
Well, they had a lot of leadership sessions for us to go to. A lot of the different ones that they have for the evolving world that we have. We did some stress management ones, which I think is a huge thing right now because, a lot of farmers are stressed. I know I can relate to our farm outside of Minnesota. Stress is kind of a big thing. Learning different ways to kind of cope with it, while the times are tough. A couple other things, we touch on is using social media. Social media is huge right now. We as agriculture enthusiasts, we have to be the ones to kind of steer what we want the media to try to go to. So being smart about what we put on social media and how we try to portray ourselves to the public, it's a really big thing.
And Grant, how do these young people get involved in Farm Bureau?
If anybody's interested in becoming Farm Bureau members, just look us up online, fbmn.org. There's plenty of Redwood County members. I'm from Lyon County, so just across the border. And it's a great thing to be a part of. I hope people look into it. As a young farmer, for me, it's been a great experience, and I know others would get something out of it as well.
Well, Grant, I thank you for taking the time to visit with us about the Fusion Conference, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
All right, sounds good. Thanks,
all right, that's
sir.
Grant Morse with the Minnesota Farm Bureau and Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee here on the Farm Show. We'll be back after this.